People love their snacks, and the latest Consumer Corner looks at the snack food industry, valued at $12.6 billion in Canada. Ava Deering, competitiveness analyst with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, looks at the numbers and how Alberta producers can capitalize on the growing snack food trend.
According to a recent study by market research firm Technomic, time constraints and a desire for convenience result in more than one-third of consumers replacing at least one meal per day with snacks. Mood also plays a role, and snacking seems to occur whether people are experiencing positive or negative emotions.
How about when it comes to how often Canadians snack?
Canadians love their snacks, and according to the same Technomic study, the average Canadian enjoys 12 different types of snacks in a 30-day period. 9 in 10 Canadians snack multiple times a day on a wide variety of foods, 55% snack between meals at least twice per day, and 37% say they skip or replace 1 to 2 meals per day with snacks.
And what are consumers snacking on?
Consumers snack on a wide variety of items, and only 22% say they typically have the same type of food or beverage each time they snack. However, beverages are the most preferred snack category, followed by baked goods, side items, desserts, appetizers, and entrees.
Are there any kind of broad trends happening when it comes to snacking?
While convenience and taste are still point of entry needs for snacking, Canadians are unwilling to sacrifice quality for ease of access. They are looking for healthier snacks with high protein, that are energizing, that have high fiber, contain antioxidants, and they are looking for more fresh, less processed items, as well as a higher degree of ingredient transparency and simplicity.
So those were broad trends, Ava. Any real specific trends when it comes to snacking?
While overall snack consumption is rising, there are some trends that are experiencing growth, such as functional snacks, which includes items such as smoothies, juices, and novelties aimed at energizing and hydrating while staving off hunger. Next-level fries are also trending, which includes seasoned or loaded fries positioned as sides, starters, or snacks. Veggie snacks, such as cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and artichokes, are also experiencing growth. Vegetables are taking the place of proteins in traditional applications, such as buffalo cauliflower.
So given this, are there market opportunities for snack food outside of the domestic market?
There are. The global snack food category has grown at a compound annual growth rate of 10% between 2012 and 2016 and grew by $3.4 billion U.S. globally in 2017, with Europe in the lead, followed by Asia-Pacific and the U.S. as the top three markets. Many emerging markets such as Argentina, Slovakia, and Vietnam also offer great market opportunity.
So what's the bottom line then? What does this mean for Alberta agriculture and agri-food industries?
There are opportunities for Alberta producers and processors to capitalize on the growing snack food market both domestically and internationally in established as well as emerging markets. And because beverages are the most commonly consumed snack items, there are market opportunities in the beverage market, specifically fruit and vegetable smoothies and juices, which continue to offer opportunity. In addition to traditional snacks, consumers are demanding snacks that are healthier and can function as meal replacements.
For more information, you can check out Ava's article, Snack Food, on Alberta Agriculture and Forestry's website.